Well, the big wet continues in the north of the state and out into the west. Townsville, though, recovering. But as we've been mentioning for the last couple of days, the rain has moved west. Much needed rain, but like it seems to be for those that live on the land that have to deal with the harsh realities of what Mother Nature can throw up. The amount of rain has just been extraordinary. And sadly, from drought into flood, and some of those cattle are finding it very difficult. Some on the land are finding it very difficult, with herds being washed away and some graziers losing their entire stock. Well, Michael Guerin is the CEO of AgForce and joins me now. Michael, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
A question, how do people on the land cope with what gets thrown at them?
Look, it's for some of them, it's the eighth year of drought, and then the celebration of rain late last week has quickly turned to anguish, with the floods quite unprecedented and some very harrowing situations and positions up north for graziers. But can I tell you, Mark, there's some incredible resilience in our industry and with the people up there. So lots of incredible challenges ahead of us with what they're facing. But equally a very resilient community who, you know, love the game of farming, who go through these things with an incredible amount of strength. But to be seeing animals starving, to be seeing, you know, the drought-ravaged grazing lands turn to floods so quickly is pretty heartbreaking.
3 years' rain, they say, Michael, in 10 days. I mean, that is extraordinary. What damage has been done?
It's actually quite a dynamic situation and changing fast, and we haven't been able to get up on helicopters and survey a lot of the area. So there is no real clear picture of what's emerging in terms of numbers of animals in trouble. But what we know from anecdotal evidence from helicopters that have been able to get up, from graziers that have been able to have a look at their lands, is there's a significant number of stock under stress, stuck on small isolated islands without food, that are cold. And there's some immediate needs, for example, around fodder and other things. But we're facing some very difficult weeks ahead. Some of that black soil, for example, you won't be able to drive on for many weeks. We need to get fodder to animals. There are many thousands stranded in different areas. So as the picture emerges, it's one of a large number of animals in trouble and some very immediate needs and challenges in front of us. But it'll be a number of days before we have an accurate picture of stock losses, for example, and numbers we're able to save. A lot of the land across, you know, hundreds of kilometres is underwater at the moment. It's an incredible position to be in.
Yeah, an interesting point you make there, because in the city here, we don't sort of grasp the full picture. When the floodwaters receded here in Brisbane in 2011, it might have been a bit of mud on the bitumen, but we're able to get in our cars and go and help people. But you just made the point there. There's no roads, it's land, it's a bog, and you can't do that.
It's an absolute bog, so you can't drive in to take fodder to livestock. Livestock indeed themselves are stuck up to their belly in black soils in some cases and cannot move themselves. You're on the exposed downs country, so the cold winds can come through. And that's, if you get a sense of it, the emerging crisis comes from those factors. We can't, when the rain stops, drive out and feed the animals. We're going to be very reliant on support from the air, helicopters. We've had some very kind some very kind support, shall I say, from the broader Australian community coming through already in terms of donations of hay and offers of support. We have the military thinking about options to support us in terms of delivery of fodder. There's an incredible level of response going on, which is enormously appreciated by the agricultural industry, but it is a very challenging time, and it will be, you know, a number of weeks before we can get onto a lot of that land in the normal traditional way, in cars and trucks.
And the farmers, they're isolated as well, aren't they? They need food.
Absolutely. Yes, they do. Some of them very isolated. Not like Townsville in terms of the numbers, but individual, you know, graziers and farmers, you know, isolated on property, stuck in houses. There's been a couple of evacuations we're aware of so far. But the main issue, from what we're understanding, is around cattle, you know, managing and saving animals that are in distress. And that are stuck in very isolated places, and they need food, and they need it quickly.
From what I am learning about people on the land, though, Michael, even though you're talking now about getting the cattle and getting the cattle, getting them food and making sure that everyone's okay, I reckon, you know, the way these farmers think and the great courage they have, they will be looking at the positive and thinking, how good is it going to be once this water clears away and we have some water, we can really rip and tear here?
Yes, look, they're an incredibly resilient bunch. We are very lucky in Australia as a nation to have an industry and an industry set of industry players as strong and as resilient and as proud as we have. Australia produces an enormous amount of fresh food and fibre. We do it while managing landscapes. We care for the environment and biodiversity. We face tragedy and challenges like the current one, you know, very stoically. So there's a lot to be proud of, and it's a very strong industry with some very strong leaders. That said, we shouldn't underplay the emotional stress and all that comes with it in terms of the challenges for individuals they will face. It's quite unprecedented what's going on up there at the moment. You know, hundreds of thousands of livestock are at risk. A lot of things being needed to be done very quickly. And as I said, one of the things that is enormously appreciated by the agriculture industry is the support we're seeing from the community, as we have from the past from droughts, whether that be the donations that are coming in, whether it be the response from the federal and state governments, whether it be the way the military are trying to assist. It's an incredible country that's getting behind the industry, and that means an enormous amount emotionally to the folk up there and amongst it.
Michael, thank you very much for your time.
Pleasure, thank you.
Michael Guerin there, who is the CEO of AgForce. Just extraordinary, isn't it, to think that here we are, we've been talking on this program about buyer bail and all that sort of stuff and trying to help the farmers get through this unprecedented drought. And here we are a week later talking about an unprecedented flood. 3 years of rain in 10 days. It's unimaginable. Imagine, I can't think about it. You know, being in a business where you've not seen rain for years and you're wondering where the next bit of rain's come from. How am I going to feed my stock? How am I going to get through this? And then all of a sudden some rain comes and you think, great. And the rain comes and comes and keeps coming. 3 years of it in 10 days, going from drought to flood. And as I've mentioned a couple of times over the last couple of days, how this country can be so cruel with the way our farmers are dealt their hands. Well, they do deal with them. And hopefully they'll be able to get through with our help as well. And with the help of AgForce there, they've developed an emergency fodder drop match to allow people who are in urgent need of fodder to record what resources are required to sustain their animals and where it should be delivered. It's not that simple because some of these, you know, places are huge with cattle everywhere. Some have lost half their herds. Some have lost all their herds. It's quite extraordinary. Jamie Zammit, who's south of Julia Creek, said it's just too wet to go and inspect his 30,000-acre station. But in the paddocks he can get to, he's found losses of 50%. Just quite extraordinary. Our thoughts are with them, and I'm sure everyone will be digging deep and helping in the flood like we were just recently in the drought.